spicier than a level 5 at Cool Basil. Here's more Ken Kurt and Tawny in the Morning on Star 102.5.
Well, I noticed the last few days this trend is back this year, whether you watch videos on TikTok or Reels. But the my mom doesn't love me anymore because I'm not getting an Easter basket.
Yes!
I was just wondering, how old were you when your parents cut you off?
When did I go to college? Went to Drake when I was 18. I think that by not coming home, that's when I ended my Easter basket.
They didn't send you one. Uh-huh.
They told the Easter bunny you were done. You're in college now.
That's right.
What about you, Tawny? Do you remember when you didn't get one anymore?
I don't remember when it would have stopped for me. Yeah. When I was naughty enough that it stopped, probably.
Okay, so 6.
No, I distinctly remember a really cool Easter gift in 8th grade, so I made it to at least 14.
Okay. What about you, Ken?
I think it was when I was done with high school, too.
Yeah. That surprises me.
I had younger brothers. Gotcha. So I think often when you have younger kids still in the house.
Well, yeah. The Easter bunny can't single you out just because you're older. That's right. Not nice.
Right. Visits the whole house. Visits everybody in the house.
Right. Except for the parents, because boo.
Right. 515-280-1025. Who has the oldest kids still getting an Easter basket?
Yes.
Yeah, we have our daughters. Theo doesn't live with us anymore. He's out of state, but our daughters are still going to be around. They'll get one this weekend.
I want one.
17 and 19.
Not necessarily from you, but now I want one because we're talking about it.
In Easter baskets in the past few years, is it mostly candy? Are there gifts in there as well?
Yeah, now it's, a couple gift cards.
Yes.
Things they need or want. The one, Lucy lives on her own. She told us last night she wanted things like cleaning supplies.
Saddest Easter basket ever.
Well, when you don't have to spend the money, which she would,
right? Yeah, that's a practical Easter basket, which for me is not fun.
Well, that's what she asked for.
Uh-huh. So. I feel like when I was young, I wanted things, but now that I'm older, I would just love a basket full of candy, please.
Okay. Does maybe Easter Bunny still do the basket with the whole fake grass and everything too? Oh,
yeah. Yep.
Oh yeah.
Fantastic.
Yep.
I love the fake grass.
Oh, I can't stand it.
I find it's...
Okay, why do you love it and why can't you stand it? I'm neutral on it.
No, take a stand, Ken. Your wishy-washy ways have gone on
There's
for
no
too
gray
long.
Area here.
I guess. I don't have strong feelings about it. But
I just don't like the way it feels. It's messy. Every time you pull out something from the Easter basket, the grass comes out with it. I don't know. I just feel it's an inconvenience.
All right. And you love it? Why?
Almost for the same reason. I love the mess it makes and how much fun the kids have playing with it and how you find it like weeks later in some random spot. And yeah, I don't know. It reminds me of
you made Kurt's case.
Yes.
They have, what about edible Easter grass?
No, thanks.
No?
No, thanks.
Really?
If I'm picking candy, I'm going to pick better candy.
No. Not in its place, but I just meant like if we replace the stuff you don't like with edible, because you're the eats everything guy. Like,
yes.
Would you be as complaining?
I would try it, of course.
Okay.
Yes.
Mike's in Bon Durant. They still come for you, Mike?
Well, wasn't me, but my 3 children received Easter baskets right up until the age that, well, they started having children. then the Easter bunny switched from the children to the grandchildren, so... I think we have an immortal Easter bunny in our house.
I like it.
However, the children were not traumatized because now as adult children, they have Easter egg hunts, which the Easter eggs have adult beverages. So there is full-on body-checking, injury-producing Easter egg hunt.
Those are the best kind.
We have family Easter this Sunday, and I think you just gave me an idea for the grown-ups.
You're welcome.
Yeah, our daughters didn't want to have one if our son wasn't going to be back for it because they want the rough,
aww,
roller derby style.
Right.
How fun.
Easter egg hunt, so yeah.
I can see that.
You don't want to get the belt without beating the champion.
Right. Agreed. Thank you, Mike. You have a good day. Appreciate the call.
Don't fake a phone call to get out of a conversation. Just call Ken, Kurt, and Tawny in the morning at 515-280-1025.